want to start tonight, I want to go to Psalms 142. I know Gordon may get here eventually, but then I don't know. I don't know how far you're going to go before you stop, but it might be a while before you get this far. But when I was studying, now this isn't where I started, but this is where I ended up. And I kept looking for scriptures, and for some reason I kept coming back to this page in this same chapter. So I thought, you know, I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But anyway, in this Psalms, and this is a psalm with it's about David. And in his time, we know he's hidden in a cave in this portion, you know, because Saul's pursuing him, you know, he's out to kill him, and he's trying to hide from him wherever he can, but okay, well, I'll read it. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplications. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path, and the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And we know he's in this, David is hiding in the cave, you know, from the enemies that are in pursuit of him. Because, you know, Saul he's planning on taking his life. So, what does David do? He cries unto the Lord. He cries with his, you know, his voice, Lord, you know, I don't know what to do. He poured out his complaints before him. He said, I showed before him my trouble. You know, he told him all about his troubles. And, you know, I got to think about this when we're in a trial or a situation, you know, that we need help with. First thing, first of all, what is it we should do? But we should go to the Lord in prayer and tell him our needs. Even though, you know, he really already knows them before we call upon him, but still, he wants us to come to him. You know, he's our supplier, so that's the thing that we need to do before we do anything. And I know, David, and like in verse 3, it says, my spirit was overwhelmed within me. And I'm sure it was. I can't even imagine what it would probably be like to have somebody after you all the time and having to hide in who knows where, all kinds of different places, you know, and in that dark, dank cave. I mean, that would just be horrible. And you know, you would get down in spirit, you know, but he knows where to go. I'm sure he feels like as though he's probably in dire straits, you know, hidden in that dark cave from all those enemies that, and they're here, they are just laying in wait to get him. And I'm sure he feels pretty helpless in body and spirit. But he knows where he needs to go. And I want to read over here in verse 143, starting with verse 7. You know, he's prayer to the Lord here is, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. So he's really pleading with the Lord, and, you know, he really needs a touch and spirit from the Lord. And he knows where he needs to go, and that his prayer will be answered. You know, the Lord will answer his prayer, and that was that's the best place he could go to help with him, you know, with the situation. And, you know, that's the way it is with us, and the way the world is today. It tries to, you know, tries to overtake us. All the things around us, they try to, you know, that try to snare us and get us caught up into this world. And Satan, he's always trying to draw us away from the Lord. And he knows our weakest points, and he just lays in wait to take advantage of it. And if we look to the world for help, or man, our refuge will fail us. All they have to offer us is the philosophies of man. You know, and just they can reward you with things of this world, but what does that get you? It doesn't get you anything. They're temporary. They're not fixes. They're just, man, you know, really thinks he's pretty smart about things. He tries to, I don't know what they try to do, but they make up all kinds of things to try to make you think you need to stand up for yourself and take care of yourself and you can do this and that, but we can't. We try to do that, we'll fail every time. So David knew where his true refuge was. The comfort he needed would only come from the Lord. And I want to read Psalms 141, verse 8. And he says here, "But my eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute." You know, so his cry was to the Lord to help him. You know, that he knew that he would be his help. He wouldn't leave him destitute. He would come in for him. You know, he put all his faith and trust in him. Let's go back to Psalms 34. Okay, Psalms 34, and I want to read verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So we know that there's no doubt that he will deliver us from whatever we're going through. We just need to go to him first and just believe and put your faith and trust in him, because there's no other way you'll come through that without his help. You know, what the Lord has to offer us is himself. You know, he's our all in all. And no matter what, you know, we go through, he'll always be there for us. You know, you may look like David, look around to the right hand or on the left, but there's none there that can help us other than the Lord. You know, we just need to cry unto him, because he is our refuge and our portion. And now I want to read Psalms 73. This is going to be kind of short, but Psalm 73, I want to end with this. Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And then verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. So whom have we in heaven but thee? There is none other. We just need to remember to do that, not try to do like we do sometimes, thinking we can take care of our things ourselves, because most of the time you fail. Well, all the time you fail. There's you might as well. Yeah, he cried unto the Lord. Yeah.